There has never been, and there never will be, a more awful time for Christ-rejecting mankind than the coming tribulation period. Numerous judgments rain down from heaven on unbelieving man. We continue our study of them now as we look at the pouring out of the seventh vial in Revelation 16, verses 17 through 21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. What Satan called in Ephesians 2:2, the prince of the power of the air. Where is this vial poured out upon the air? Where has Satan's host wrestled with the believers in the heavenly places? Where's the punishment coming now? In the air. Once more, we hear a great voice. Whose voice? God's voice. What does he say? It is done. There was another time God spoke this. He spoke it through his Son on the cross when Jesus said, "It is finished." On the cross, it was a word of deliverance. Here, it's a word of doom. At Calvary, it was a word of hope. Here, it's hopelessness. For those who refuse to put their trust in Christ who died for them, there's no second chance, no hope for eternity. Their doom is sealed. Following the voice of our Lord, there are other voices, and then thunderings, lightnings, and a great earthquake. This earthquake will be greater than any the world has ever witnessed. Every city of every country will be destroyed by this earthquake. Every island and every mountain will be affected. The anger of God's wrath will be manifested over the entire physical, political, religious, and educational world. But John speaks of one particular city, Babylon. Some say this is Rome, others say it's Jerusalem, and many say that the old city of Babylon shall be rebuilt, and we'll study something about Babylon in the next lesson. But according to this passage, this prophecy will take place in Philadelphia and Peking, Melbourne and Moscow, Baltimore and Berlin, Cairo and Chicago, Boston and Bombay. All the cities shall be destroyed, and God shall rain hail about the weight of a talent. That's roughly 100 pounds, and all men shall be stoned. The law of God, you remember, said that all blasphemers shall be stoned. How? With stones. For how long? Until they die. What's God doing here? Carrying out his law. Not one word shall pass away until all things shall be fulfilled. What a picture, the whole world is brought before the judgment bar, and that means you, if you're not saved. The Lord hears all you say and sees all you do, keeps a record of your words and ways, and you'll be judged according to these things. Your memory will respond to every charge, and you'll have to give an account to the Lord for every wicked deed, every tainted thought, every damnable desire, every evil effort, every lie that left your lips, and every sin that you have ever sinned. And remember this, the greater the sinner, the greater the suffering. The worse the sinner, the worse the suffering. It's written in Matthew 11:23-24, and thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. The book of life also will be opened there. What's that? When you receive Jesus in your heart and confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, the Lord Jesus will confess your name in heaven, and your name will be written in the book of life. My name is written there because I have confessed him. Is your name written there? Then, after the judgment, there's the lake of fire. It's not an artificial state, but an actual sight. Not a ghostly probability, but a genuine place. Not a hypothetical period, but a horrible prison. You'll be tormented day and night. The fire burns, but it's never quenched. The worm gnaws, but it never dies. The body thirsts, but is never satisfied. The mind remembers, but is never quieted. The soul suffers, but is never soothed. The lake of fire is timeless. The sorrow and suffering, the weeping and wailing is eternal. Thomas Watson said, "If all the earth were sand, and every thousandth year a bird shall come and take away one grain, it would be a long time before that heap would be removed. Yet if after all that time the damned could come out of the lake of fire, there would be some hope." But the words "forever and ever" break the heart. "But," you cry, "is there no way to escape the judgment and the lake of fire?" There is. If you come to Jesus now, you won't come into judgment then. If you come to the Lord now, you won't come into the lake of fire then. It's your move, and it's your move right now. You may have another chance, but you may not. Shouldn't you come to the Lord Jesus now? The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now, if you hear the word of the Lord, harden not your heart. Hear the word of the Lord and hurry to Jesus now. You will come right now, won't you?